AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and British forces are bombing more than a dozen sites in Yemen used by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. That word from several U.S. officials. It comes after multiple warnings, and earlier in the day, Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder said this morning,
the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen into international shipping lanes in the Gulf of Aden.
That one fell in the water, but it was the latest of 27 such attacks since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. Ryder again.
Tuesday's reckless and illegal complex attack by the Houthis in the southern Red Sea once again demonstrated the importance and effectiveness of Operation Prosperity Guardian in safeguarding commercial vessels and mariners transiting this vital waterway.
The Houthis say their aim is to stop Israel's war in Gaza, but most of the ships targeted have no connection to Israel. Former President Trump showed up in a New York court today as his business fraud trial approaches an end. He spoke to reporters outside.
They owe me damages for what they've done. We have a great company. We're very innocent.
In the courtroom, despite being barred from giving his own closing argument, he still delivered 6 minutes' worth of verbal attacks before the judge cut him off. Meantime, the judges overseeing Trump's legal cases in New York and Washington have been the latest targets of bogus swatting calls. Norman Hall has details.
Bomb threats and false reports of shootings at the homes of public officials, state capitals, and courthouses have surged in recent weeks, including some connected to court cases against former President Donald Trump. The judges overseeing the civil fraud case against Trump in New York and the criminal election subversion case against him in Washington, D.C., have both been targeted in recent days. The FBI says investigators have seen a widespread increase in threats of violence and take them seriously. It says the prank calls put innocent people at risk and waste law enforcement's limited resources. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Shelley Adler has a report on the warning signs that were missed ahead of October's deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
Army reservist Sean Hodgson was best friends for almost 20 years with the man who fatally shot 18 people in Maine in October. They also served in the Army together. 6 weeks before the mass shooting, Hodgson sent a text to their Army supervisor about Robert Card, which read, quote, "I believe he's going to snap and do a mass shooting."
I knew he was going to do something bad because he was deteriorating in his mental health.
Stephanie Sherman is an attorney who represents families of the victims.
There was a whole batch of problems that they quickly could have gotten an order to confiscate the guns.
Card killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston before killing himself. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thank you, Shelley. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.